You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuis, and this is Sports Voices. And as always, we're here with Fox 56 Bob Ide.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm delightful.
You're delightful.
Yep, we're great.
And so you'd like to talk today about girls basketball, Bob. We're going to start with girls basketball.
Yeah, we kind of touched on boys basketball a lot last week, so we're going to try to hit some girls. How about we start out in Central PA? Because
okay.
It's different, right?
Gotcha.
Central Columbia is one of the best teams in the state.
Yep.
In Class 4A. They're ranked third in the state. They have a big win over Hughesville last week, and they're third in the state as well. So two good teams really doing well. Quinlan Blake is a leading scorer for Central Columbia, and they're having a fantastic season.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to be the favorites in the district playoffs. So that's District 4 up. And also in District 4, Lourdes Regional, it's a single-A school.
Right.
They're ranked third in the state,
mm-hmm.
so they're not having another great season. And then how about we go up to District 2? Of course, you got Hazleton and Crestwood and Dallas. We had Hazleton and Crestwood on our MyTV High School Hoops.
Right.
They're probably the best team in our area, 6A. Then there's Crestwood-Dallas, 5A. Dallas has already beaten Crestwood this year in their first time they played. So all these teams now will play again against each other. Kind of a surprise team in District 2 is in 4A, and that's the Nanticoke Lady Trojans. They're having a great year, just three losses on the year. Won the Dallas, so Dallas is a very good team, as we just talked about. But they're right there in 4A, leading the way, so it should be very competitive. And then I'll end with District 11, and that's Lehighton. Lehighton mm-hmm. is having a fantastic year. One loss, and that's to Northwestern Lehigh. They're a 4A team as well. They've really turned it around over the last couple of years. Nadia Goronsky is the coach. She played at Panther Valley.
Right.
And then she's led Jim Thorpe to a fantastic year about 3-4 years ago. And she's moved on to Lehighton. And they're doing great. They already lost to Northwestern Lehigh.
Mm-hmm.
But in a real twist, they're actually going to play them again tonight. So those two teams will bat it out in District 11. So that's girls basketball in a nutshell.
Okay.
And we're getting down to the wire, Roger. I mean, all these games count. Some of them are 8-9 games left, and before you know, it'll be district playoffs.
Okay. Do you want to talk about your next upcoming boys basketball game?
I do, and that will be a Wyoming Valley Conference Division I game between Wilkes-Barre-Pittston area. This will be boys basketball, and it'll be on Tuesday at 7:30. We'll be at the Den, as they call it, at Wilkes-Barre Area High School.
Right.
And have you been to that, Jim?
I have, actually. It's impressive.
It's very impressive, Jim. It's probably one of the better ones in our area. As you expect, it's only 4 or 5 years
old.
We'll be in the Den that night against the Patriots and the Wolfpack. These two teams have played against each other already, January 6th. Wilkes-Barre won that game 53-44. So we expect the same thing that night. It'll be Doug Walsh and myself down at the Den Tuesday at 7:30 on MyTV WQMY.
So I know, Bob, you want to talk a little bit about high school wrestling, and we're going back to Central PA again.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the girls.
Okay.
I did a story this past Tuesday, again, on the Hughesville girls. They're the defending district champions.
Oh, wow.
They're having a great year. They finished sixth at the Coal Cracker tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That's down in Lehighton the last past weekend. They have seven girls who have 20 wins or more this season. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
They have a squad that has 38 girls wrestling from varsity and JV.
Right.
Now, remember, girls wrestling has only been around 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years, and they already have 38 girls, and they have their sights set on another district title and their sights set on beating Montgomery, another fantastic team in that district, and winning a state title.
Okay.
So if you missed that story, they'll be on Fox56.com. It ran this past Tuesday. And girls wrestling in our area is really gaining a lot of momentum, a lot of speed, and it's exciting. When I talk to their coach, they say the girls are sponges.
Okay.
Remember, they did grow up wrestling.
Right.
So they're teaching them. If you can have a great leader, a great coach who knows how to teach, then you're going to have some great wrestling.
Excellent. Before we move on to some NFL game action that's coming up, did you happen to see the college football championship?
I did.
And what,
16-0 Indiana.
Wasn't this one heck of a Cinderella story?
Oh, absolutely. Kirk Kennedy. Remember, he was at James Madison University.
Yes.
And if you don't know where that is, that's in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And it actually passed that.
It's on the way to a Buc-ee's, but I digress.
You are correct.
Right.
You are correct.
Right.
Great school.
Yeah.
He brings half of his squad from there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these guys are not 5-star players. They're
4-star.
They're 3-star, but they're a great team. And they have a great coach. And 16-0. First time in over 100 years a team has finished 16-0.
Yeah.
100 years. So, it was a great game. Give Miami a lot of credit.
Right, down to the wire. NFL, let's talk. Unfortunately, no Eagles, no Steelers.
No Eagles, no Steelers, no Bills.
No Bills.
I mean, think of the four quarterbacks that might be in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You have Sam Darnold, who was all over the place, Carolina, Minnesota, Jets, Seattle, leading Seattle. They're the top team. The Rams, Matt Stafford, already has the Super Bowl ring.
Mm-hmm.
And then New England, Drake May, out of nowhere, like high draft pick.
Yeah.
And now you get a guy named Stidham for Denver because Bo Nix got hurt on the second last play of the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second last play of the game, you bring a guy in now for Denver, the top seed, that hasn't taken a snap in 2 years. But those are the four quarterbacks you're going to possibly see in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Who would have taken that at the beginning of the year?
None of us.
So I'm not going to pick, but I like Seattle. I think they're a very good team.
Okay.
And I'll take New England just because of Denver.
Okay. All right, sir. How are the Penguins doing?
Still in first place.
Okay.
First place in the Atlantic Division. They have, 26, 27 wins. They played on Wednesday.
Right.
They played really well. They're trailing. They're ahead of Providence and ahead of Charlotte. Now, they'll play Charlotte tomorrow night, and they'll play Hershey tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But Hershey's not having their Hershey type of season.
I sense
They're in fifth place.
Now, right.
They went to the Calder Cup. They won the Calder Cup years ago. But really, the Penguins playing really well. They got some guys back from injury.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh has some guys back from injury.
Right.
And the Big Pens made some trades. So we've already lost a couple of their key players. But again, the two guys that we need to be there are the goaltenders, and they've been there, and they're playing very well. And we have two guys going to the AHL All-Star Game. So that's kind of neat as well. So, yeah, the Penguins, you want to go see them. Great hockey down at the arena.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're playing tonight. So go see them play Hershey.
Okay.
I think our Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins have a chance to be the top seed.
Okay.
And that would be fantastic. That's more home games.
Yeah.
And you never know. We've never won a Calder Cup.
Never. I didn't realize that. Okay.
25 years worth of existence for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins.
Yeah.
Never a Calder Cup championship.
I don't want to jinx it, but what are your thoughts? Is this the year? Could it be the year?
It could be the year.
Bob, as always, thank you for being here.
Oh, absolutely.